It's Quizzy Poo Day on the Roundup with Phil and Hank from WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin. The Roundup is sponsored today by Added Touch Floral and Gifts, Julie Karen State Farm, and Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Do you have what it takes to beat Phil Knee at a Quizzy Poo?
Move them on. It's time for the Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out.
Ride them in rawhide.
Hey, Hank. Good morning, Mr. Knee.
Good to have you in here today.
It's nice to be in here. It's right. Chilly out there.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
As soon as the quiz is done, we're going to send you out with a barrel around your neck. A barrel around your neck, and you can go find Joanne. So
she's lost, isn't she?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, I hope she doesn't get frostbite.
Right. Well, it's a serious situation. For sure. It doesn't take long out there. So bundle up.
You had a good game last night?
I did. Yep.
Got to see your old friend, Mr. Kinney.
Yep. Eric Kinney.
Is he still doing nothing but no good?
Yeah.
Well, I figured he wouldn't.
Sure.
Yeah. Always up to something.
Why change now?
Yeah. Well. He ain't going to change.
Yeah.
Good family he has.
We had a good time last night. And again, some temperatures predicted very cold, and they have been, but even colder than ours. 25 below is our low, and now we're on the way up a little bit.
But what is it right now?
Well, it went to 16. Now it's down to 18 below again.
Oh, okay. Well,
the wind's making it feel around 30 below.
Yeah, it's chilly. So my hometown, you know, they're expecting 11 to 14 inches of snow today.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so they can have it.
Woof.
Well deserved.
You're going to have to go find the chickens in a snowbank down
there. Yes, yes. I don't know if my brother let the chickens out or not today. Probably not.
Probably not a good idea.
No, but those guys just do anything they want. Uh-huh. Him and his guineas.
Now, do they have actual snow plows in your area? I didn't think so.
No, they don't.
So what do you do? Just plow through it with your truck?
Well, it just depends. They'll use like graders or something like that, you know. But nothing. I've never seen a snow plow. Maybe they do, but I mean, that's been 35 years ago. So never been down there in the snowstorm. Been down there in some tornadoes, but not a snowstorm.
Tornadoes.
Those are pretty good at Quick Trip, too.
Are they?
Tornadoes.
I've not tried them, but I see them there as a delicacy for you.
Yeah. Yeah, we're not even going there.
All right.
So anyway, today is Quizzy Poo Day. Phil.
I thought maybe school was delayed for me.
No. Wayward boys always go first.
All right.
Today is on frostbite.
Frostbite?
Yes.
Frostbite.
Whatever. Intentionally said there, right?
Yeah, okay.
So anyway, let's see if I can frostbite you.
Yeah, you probably can.
All right, buddy. 10 questions on frost. And it's very fitting for the weather.
Oh, yeah.
So you're going to learn something today.
Timely and topical.
Yep. All right. Number one, frostbite and frost nip are the same condition. True or false? And all of these are true or false to help you out.
Okay.
All right. Number two, once frostbitten has started, there is nothing you can do to stop it from getting worse. Number three, if you have frostbite, you should immediately place the affected area near direct heat, like a fireplace or heating pad.
All right.
Number four. Frostbite only occurs in extremely cold temperatures below freezing. Five. Frostbite most commonly affects fingers, toes, ears, and the nose.
All right.
Rubbing the affected area vigorously helps warm up frostbitten skin.
Oh.
Are you frostbitten or or should I deflee you this morning?
Oh. It must have jumped off Annie the cat.
Poor cat.
Yeah, she's something.
Number seven, numbness in the affected area is an early sign of frostbite.
All right.
If that's the case, my knees are frostbite all the time.
Are they?
Yeah.
Are your knees kind of numb?
Sometimes. Yeah. It depends, yeah.
Yeah, those
from the.
I'll bet you when you're out there with those stainless steel balls in your knees,
you can feel them.
I bet.
Yeah, uh-huh. And just right down to the old bone. Number eight.
Yep.
Drinking alcohol can help. Let me rephrase that. Drinking alcohol can help prevent frostbite by keeping the body warm. Number niner. Dark or blackened skin is a sign of severe frostbite.
All right.
Number 10. A person with frostbite may also experience hypothermia.
Okay. All right.
Now, the reason that I had this test today, because I had tomatoes today.
Tomatoes?
Yeah, on tomatoes.
Oh,
on the plant and
all
that.
It was originally on tomatoes?
Yeah, and then I changed this because of, but hopefully someone can learn something and not get frostbite today.
Oh, yeah, that's true. So I should study about tomatoes for next week then?
Well, I may change that. Oh. Sunflowers, tomatoes.
Tomatoes, tornadoes.
Tomatoes, tornadoes. Frostbite. A frostbit.
Frostbit. Okay.
All right. Number one, buddy. Frostbit and frostnip are the same condition.
True.
It is false.
Every time.
Frostnip is a mild form of frostbite that does not cause permanent damage, while frostbite bit can lead to tissue death.
Man.
And they say that more people are probably frostnip. And under and then get into warm areas without then frostbit.
Huh.
So, snipping at the nose. Did I get you on number one again?
You got me.
Woohoo!
Henry going on the fridge. I haven't had a fridge hanger since October.
October what, 28th or something like that?
What does it matter? It was October.
November, December, yeah, January.
Yeah, right.
My goal is 12 months, well, buddy.
You're working on it.
All right. Number.
Oh, boy.
Oh, the reaction on your face. I wish people could have seen it. Oh, and it's negative 19 again.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Okay. Number two, and you're going to see these. You'll probably get 9 out of 10. I'm just saying.
I know that's what happened 2 weeks ago, I think it was.
Yeah. Once frostbite has started, there's nothing you can do to stop it from getting worse.
That's got to be false.
It is false. If caught early, rewarming and medical attention can stop the progression.
All right.
Number three, if you have frostbite, you should immediately place the affected area near direct heat, like a fireplace or heating pad.
I must say false.
It is false. Sudden intense heat can cause burns. Gradual warming in warm, not hot, water is recommended.
Okay.
Frostbite number four. Frostbite can only occurs in extremely cold temperatures below freezing.
False.
That is right. Frostbite can occur even at tempers just below freezing, especially windy or wet conditions.
Oh, sure. I've had a few baseball days.
Oh, I can see. It's not cold enough to be baseball season.
Windburn. Yeah. Yeah. We've been out on warmer days, colder days. 19 below. The pitch.
The coldest I've been was with Ron Fruit at Riverdale. My goodness, was I cold that day. I was sitting there.
And it was raining, too.
Oh, it was horrible. Horrible. What number are we on?
We're on number five.
Frostbite most commonly affects fingers, toes, ears, and the nose.
True.
It is true. These extremities are the most vulnerable due to reduced blood flow.
Woo!
Number six. Rubbing the affected area vigorously helps warm up frostbitten skin.
I'm going with false.
It is false. Rubbing can further cause tissue damage. The best method is gentle rewarming with warm, not hot water.
Okay.
Seven. Numbness in the affected area is an early sign of frostbite.
True.
It is true. Numbness, tingling, and skin discoloration, white or grayish yellow, are early signs.
Woo!
Number eight. Drinking alcohol can help prevent frostbite by keeping the body warm.
Well, I'm going to say false.
This is false. Alcohol actually increases the heat loss and can make frostbite more likely.
You see these scholars at the Green Bay Packer games with their...
Unreal. I was showed with one, you know. That guy was... It was cold. It was snowing.
Right.
And he's out there in a...
Yeah. He probably
had my Aruba suit.
Yeah, he probably had a little, I would say, antifreeze in him, maybe.
I guarantee he wasn't feeling any pain. No. That's why his skin was blue.
Like a Smurf. Oh, boy.
Number nine, dark or blackened skin is a sign of severe frostbite.
I would say that is true.
It is true, Phil. Blackened skin indicates tissue death and may require medical intervention or amputation.
Or it could be that tattoo Hank got 40 years ago in the service. Hey, what is that?
I didn't know you knew I had a couple.
No, I'm just guessing.
You want to see?
No.
Number two. A person with frostbite may also experience hypothermia.
I'm going to say that's true.
It is true. Frostbite often accompanies hypothermia, a dangerous sign in dropping the body temperature.
9 out of 10. That first one just trips me up every time.
Every time.
I think next week, the first one, whatever I think, I'm going to go with the opposite and see how we do.
Is that how you're going to do me?
Yeah, I think so. All right, I think we're going to take time out.
Hey, buddy, have a great day. Everybody be safe. Be safe and be kind.
Stay warm.